With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The Clintons have agreed to testify in a congressional Jeffrey Epstein investigation, but they don't want to do it behind closed doors. Correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Facing the threat of a contempt charge, former President Bill Clinton and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton reversed course and said they would testify before the House Oversight Committee later this month. However, both Clintons are pushing to make their testimony public. Hillary Clinton said there's nothing more transparent than a public hearing, cameras on. And Bill Clinton said a closed-door deposition serves only partisan interests. So far, Republican Chairman James Comer has insisted on holding the depositions in private. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Tricia McLaughlin, DHS Assistant Secretary for Public Affairs, says a vast majority of the criminals being picked up by ICE these days are wanted for crimes other than simply being in this country illegally.
70% of those illegal aliens who have been arrested under the Trump administration have either prior criminal convictions or pending criminal charges against them. That doesn't even include those who are wanted for crimes in their country of origin or a third country. That doesn't include known or suspected terrorists, gang members, human rights abusers, people who have not even been caught for the crimes they've committed yet.
McLaughlin made her comments to the Salem Radio Network. The U.S. has given Ukraine and Russia a June deadline to reach a peace deal, according to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. He says the U.S. plans to pressure both sides to meet that deadline. President Trump is turning to military leaders for high-level diplomacy. The top U.S. commander in the Middle East is now involved in talks over Iran's nuclear program. Mr. Trump's army secretary is engaged in negotiations trying to end the Russia-Ukraine war. It's possible they're being used as a potentially sign of tougher options. This is SRN News. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is raising concerns about Egypt. A new report from the commission points out that, quote, an Egyptian court has sentenced a Christian man to 5 years imprisonment for contempt of religion based on Egypt's blasphemy law. Furthermore, 14 members of the Ahmadi religion have been imprisoned for a year. The commission wants the State Department to put Egypt on its special watch list. Until very recently, religious freedom had been respected in the country, but these latest incidents are raising concerns amongst those who monitor religious freedom. Florida will not be embracing pot after all. A proposed amendment to the state's constitution that would have allowed recreational marijuana use for adults failed to qualify for the 2026 ballot. A spokesman for Smart and Safe Florida, the group behind the marijuana amendment, had predicted they would have the nearly 900,000 signatures they need. State officials say the amendment fell about 100,000 short. This is SRN News. Economist Steve Moore predicts that the 2030 U.S. Census will negatively impact blue states. He notes that California's declining population could result in a loss of a number of seats, and New York could follow.
This census, which comes in 2030, California could lose 4 congressional seats. Now, think about that. This is a state for the last 150 years has always gained electoral states as it grew and grew and grew. And under Gavin Newsom, they've lost over 2.5 million residents on net.
He made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. In basketball news, Nikola Jokic earned another game ball from the Denver Nuggets last night, recording a record-making triple-double, 22 points, 17 assists, 14 boards. That surpasses Oscar Robertson, the legend, for number 2 on the NBA's career triple-double list. This is SRN News.